When you think about big employers in Wisconsin, you might think of industries that have been around for decades, if not centuries. Industries like paper mills, agriculture, manufacturing.
Even as a lot of those industries have declined in recent decades, Wisconsin hasn't really segued into a more dynamic economy, especially one of startups. In fact, according to a new report out on entrepreneurial activity, Wisconsin ranks among the worst performing states in the country.
It's a trend that's not new, but some say Wisconsin is poised to turn those numbers around with increased support from the government for new business ideas.
Here with us to talk about why Wisconsin is lagging behind the rest of the country and what might be on the horizon is Milwaukee Journal Sentinel business reporter Kathleen Gallagher. Kathleen, welcome back to the show.
Hey, thanks, guys.
Well, you know, not everyone thinks of Wisconsin as the next Silicon Valley or anything. This is not a new issue, but what does this report point to in terms of why we rank so low among states when it comes to entrepreneurship?
Well, what you know, the report actually just gives the numbers and ranks the states, and we rank in the bottom of the pack. But what in my reporting, what people have said is that you need to realize that it's not just about high-tech startups. What gets included in this report, it's all business startups in the state. So what gets included are, you know, the beauty shops and the restaurants and all the little mom-and-pop type startups, and we lag overall in all that.
So what's the reason for that, or what are people attributing that to? Is that a bad sign for overall economy, or what?
Well, I didn't get a lot of people attributing it to anything. People balked at talking about that part, but it certainly isn't good for an economy because, you know, if you believe in capitalism and you believe in profit, you want that vibrant reinvention of the economy all the time.
Well, are there barriers that we have in Wisconsin to business startups at all levels?
Well, you know, in my coverage, I mean, I think when you talk about the overall landscape, you're certainly, you know, there are organizations that help those kinds of people do their startups, and you could debate whether those organizations have been effective or not, and you can debate whether people want to leave whatever job, you know, say they've got a pretty good job in state government or at the utility, do they want to leave it to do a startup, right? What I tend to cover more is high tech, and I can tell you in the high tech space, in advanced manufacturing, in life sciences, in IT, information technology, I think in the last 10 years there has been a real effort to cultivate more of those companies. The state has certainly gotten more involved in that effort. The Wisconsin Economic Development Corporation has more programs to do that. Now the question is, you know, are those things going to work? And are we going to enter the next phase of trying to ramp this stuff up?
Let's focus in on Milwaukee as our biggest city and the state's biggest business center. How does Milwaukee compare to similar cities and urban areas around the country?
Well, the other thing I included in that story, which ran this morning, was a report that was done in Pittsburgh by a big accounting firm and an economic development group in Pittsburgh that really benchmarked Pittsburgh against 17 other similar cities they decided were similar, and Milwaukee was one of them. And Milwaukee really fared poorly in their benchmarking in terms of the amount of venture capital raised. It was interesting for a couple of reasons. Usually it's pretty easy to get the venture capital numbers by state. It's hard to get them by metro area. Milwaukee and Waukesha are kind of one metro area. So that was interesting that they were able to pull that together. And then, in terms of metro areas, they said that in 2013, we had $4.6 million of venture capital per capita. That put us behind Detroit, St. Louis, Minneapolis. You know, we ranked behind most of the cities in the survey. So that was really troubling because Milwaukee's the biggest population area in the state, as you said.
So for big venture capital outfits, is it just that Wisconsin isn't at the top of their list? Or are there other reasons that keep us low on the venture capital totem pole?
Well, that's certainly true that, you know, venture capitalists don't have a lot of reason to come here. We don't have a lot of venture capitalists in the state. And venture capital is important because it's, you know, the real high growth potential companies often get venture capital investment. so that they can grow faster, and they're usually in competitive high-tech industries where they need to go fast. There are a couple encouraging signs, I would say, two that come to mind. There's a startup accelerator that's about 2 years old called Generator with an eight in the middle, and they do two classes a year, one in Milwaukee and one in Madison, where they take a handful of startups and put them through a 12-week class and then help them raise money. And they've been, a financier I was talking to yesterday said they're turning out some of the best young companies in the state. There aren't many, though. Another potentially encouraging thing is the state allocated $30 million to a venture capital fund. Sun Mountain Capital out of New Mexico and Kaganza Fund from here, from the Madison area, are going to run it, and it's they soon should be unveiling their plans for how they're going to run it, and that's going to be interesting to see because Kaganza has been a pretty successful venture capital fund.
What do the rest of us get out of it if there is a growth in venture capital and new business startups, especially in those high-tech fields in the state?
You know, I think about that a lot because, you know, take California. It's certainly... the Silicon Valley, as you mentioned earlier, it's certainly a mecca for venture capital and high-tech companies. You know, it's one of those, it probably depends on who you talk to there. If you talk to somebody who's working at one of the tech companies and is well-paid and in the mix, you know, they're probably pretty happy. If you talk to somebody cleaning their house, it might not look the same, right? So, but I think generally what you get out of having those kind of companies is you get a connection to, you know, an overused term, the knowledge economy, but you get a connection to the next thing, you know, the real cutting edge, what's going on in the world, the kind of thing that Milwaukee used to be very connected to 100 years ago when it was the tool maker for the world, right? We were leading the world in that kind of stuff, and we need to get connected to that gestalt again.
Entrepreneur Magazine recently published an article. The title was Three Reasons Startups Should Consider Launching in the Midwest. It made the case that it's cost-effective, labor costs are a little lower, land costs, Wisconsin specifically poised for significant growth, it said, in terms of startups. Do you think that people are going to start buying that argument and looking to places like Wisconsin for their startups?
I think Generator helps a lot in their class of five companies. The winter class that they ran in Madison, four of them were from out of state. One of them came from Mexico and is going to stay in Madison. So I think the more for-profit risk-taking endeavors you can have that create an infrastructure around this kind of activity, the more chance you have of being really connected to the next thing and the newest economy.
Is there a thought that we're going to spin off what Wisconsin is known for, ag industry leading into more biotech industry as our version of high-tech development?
I think there are certainly, you know, University of Wisconsin-Madison is one of the leading academic research institutions in the world for life sciences research, and they certainly have a lot of things coming out of it. Medical College of Wisconsin has really made a splash with some of their DNA gene sequencing stuff. The startups haven't followed yet, and it was troubling when the venture capital, the new state venture capital fund that I mentioned earlier, the legislature, everybody in the politicians in Madison decided to exclude biotech startups from that fund, so that fund is not allowed to invest in biotech, which seems unusual given that UW-Madison is such a force in life sciences research. So I don't know. I think the jury's out on whether that can really happen here given the political climate. On the other hand, UW-Madison has a new technology transfer initiative. It's called D2P, like development to product. And they've hired someone to really try and get more of that life sciences research translated out into companies. So we'll see.
A lot to watch for the future. Kathleen, thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
We've been speaking with Milwaukee Journal Sentinel business reporter Kathleen Gallagher about a new report that ranks Wisconsin among the worst states in the country when it comes to entrepreneurial activity.